And now with a second look at what it says in the papers, here's Maura Hannan.
Thanks, Karen. School bus miracle is the front page headline in the Irish Daily Star, alongside photographs of that dramatic crash in County Down yesterday containing a bus full of pupils. One of those students, 12-year-old Dylan Lee from Strangford Integrated College, tells the paper, "Everyone was screaming and crying. It was very scary." The incident resulted in four people being hospitalised. The Irish Times leads with that decision yesterday by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to order a complete overhaul of governance procedures within her party after two former party press officers provided references for their ex-colleague Michael McMonagall. The 42-year-old from Limewood Street in Derry last month admitted to a series of offences, including trying to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. The government is concerned Ukrainian refugees are applying for international protection because asylum seekers are provided with better state supports. That's the lead story in the Irish Independent. It reports that a recent cabinet committee meeting heard how almost 800 Ukrainians living in Ireland have applied for asylum since August. All the papers cover the funeral of former Fianna Fáil cabinet minister Mary O'Rourke in her native Athlone yesterday. President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Micheál Martin were among those in attendance, the Irish Examiner reports. Her son Angus told mourners his mother was the ultimate public representative who would go beyond the call of duty for anyone. The Irish Daily Mail's front page story tells us that the Taoiseach and other coalition leaders held an emergency meeting with the Army Chief of Staff last night to discuss the deepening crisis in Lebanon, where hundreds of Irish peacekeepers are deployed with UNIFIL. Cabinet sources tell the paper the situation has become very serious. Meanwhile, the Irish Independent reports that Irish troops have warned their families may not be able to get home to Ireland when their mission in Lebanon ends next month. The mother of one soldier says her son has advised them not to get their hopes up about his return. The Irish Sun carries an interview with Dublin-born Emily Hand, one of the youngest hostages taken by Hamas on October the 7th, on its front page. She features in a Channel 4 documentary set to air tomorrow night. The nine-year-old describes the moment she was captured at knife point before being held hostage for 50 days. She recalls that when the attackers arrived at her kibbutz home, "We just opened up because if we held the door, they'd shoot and the bullets would hit us." Separately, The Sun reports that the little girl injured in a knife attack outside her school in Parnell Street, Dublin, is still nonverbal almost 12 months after her ordeal, her family has revealed. Her mum also said the family is trying to focus on the now and enjoy all the special moments we have. Regulators have confirmed plans to limit airlines at Dublin Airport to 25.2 million passengers next summer in a move that faced immediate legal action from Ryanair. That story is in the Irish Times. Michael O'Leary, chief executive of Ryanair, said the airline would immediately ask the High Court and European courts to stop what he called this absurd self-harm inflicted on Irish aviation. Finally, to the TV adaptation of Gilly Cooper's racy, best-selling 1980s novel Rivals. It will air on Disney Plus from October the 18th. According to the Irish Daily Mail, the drama is a joyful bit of sexy silliness. With so many raunchy scenes, there was not one but two intimacy coaches on set, along with an emotional support dog.
Moira, thank you very much.